little differently. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you all.
Thanks to Anne from David Douglas High School, who's here with us today. Thank you for your partnership in the World Cup soccer and all of those. This is Anne Downing, who's one of our great partners. Thank you.
Thank you so much. As you can see, the fabric of this is not only broad but deep. We are working across communities but also across generations, and it was just lovely to see this most recent panel exemplify that. I now want to take this opportunity to invite Som Subeli, Ms. Janice McDonald, and Alexis Gabriel to join us, please.
Hello, Mayor, Commissioner Fritz and Fritz. My name is Somnath Subedi, and I'm the program coordinator of Parks for New Portlanders program. In 2008, I became a New Portlander. I am a former refugee for almost two decades, and I am a city employee now. City and community can partner to design our Portland way. Thank you, Commissioner Fritz. City Council members, Parks Bureau Director Mike Abate, and Art Hendricks. It used to be every second of Welcome to America, new discoveries, but it's a week now. Every week, I know new thing. For the past 6 years, I can personally attest to the challenge of working with and for government. I imagine that every day in your role as a city commissioners and the mayor, you feel enormous pressure for the safety, well-being, and livelihood of the people of Portland. I too feel that pressure to make sure that our communities find their way in a place where the language, customs, and access to resources are different. I am a community face and have a government job at the same time. In some ways, our new home is better, much better. But in other ways, we unfortunately are treated as needy, strangers, or visitors, or unfortunately, we are felt we are not welcome. Since working for the city, I am impressed by the dedication and commitment from the staff. Yet, the one area that I think some fall short is they lack the firsthand experience, understanding, or relating to our unique challenge. New Portlanders through this commission get an opportunity they envision to build welcoming communities and better system and to help redefine the government system. It will help build a bridge between dominant culture and our communities and provide needed guidance on policy and how to make equity a reality. Lastly, it's a historic moment so that my daughter and New Portlander kids and families won't have to worry in future so that we can be more stronger and richer Portland. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hello, Mayor Hales, commissioners. Thank you. My name is Janice McDonald, and I work for PBOT in the Active Transportation and Safety Division. I'm also co-chair of DEEP. I want to briefly tell you about two examples of my work with the New Portlander community. Back in 2009, I was working on Portland Sunday Parkways and in charge of community engagement. Paulo Catalani and Moses Rains from ERCO came to our team and asked us how their youth could be part of our great event. We all decided that our greatest need was for intersection volunteers. So we agreed, but Paulo and Moses came up with a much cooler name for the youth, which was Junior Cops. The volunteer gig was part of a larger plan to teach the youth about civic engagement. The youth and their parents attended a conversation with the East Portland Police Precinct, which is a beautiful thing because the youth, parents, and police got to break down stereotypes. The girls even got to witness that women could be police officers, too. After that, there was a training for the youth as to their responsibilities at Sunday Parkways. On the day of North Sunday Parkways, five cars rolled up and the youth piled out. They'd never been to this part of Portland and were so excited. All day they waved to passing participants and escorted drivers around the route. Their smiles were infectious. It was hard not to notice the block after block of youth volunteering. Sunday Parkway's participants expressed their delight in having youth, and youth of color specifically, being part of the large community event. The next month, the youth returned as junior cops, and since then, in the years, we have developed a few ways the youth have connected to Portland Sunday Parkways. From volunteering to leading games from their homelands, to organized bike rides with safe routes to school staff, to more recently, the Parks for New Portlanders, Portland World Cup, soccer, youth playing games at Bloomington Park during Sunday Parkways and introducing their families and friends to Sunday Parkways. And to a few weeks ago, the collaboration of SOM and the New Portlander Cultural Celebration of Parks for New Portlanders as a highlight of the East Portland Sunday Parkways, which I believe all of you attended. In 2013, I moved from Sunday Parkways to Safe Routes to School. I had the honor of shuttling the students from Harrison Park School to City Council so they could talk to you about the J Journal. You may remember that there were many issues in the journal, such as bad-tasting cafeteria food, unhealthy food choices in neighborhood markets, and transportation concerns regarding lack of sidewalks and speeding cars. I was so impressed with those students and the authenticity of their presentations. I offered to come and talk to them about their transportation concerns, since one of the main goals of Safe Routes to School is to have safe ways to get to school by walking and biking. A few Portland police officers also joined me in their classroom. What I didn't know is that I would be the one that would be educated. When people tell me it is unsafe for them to walk or bike their kids to school, I instantly think of unsafe neighborhoods, unsafe streets, fast cars, no sidewalks, intersections that are hard to cross. But what I heard, and I did hear those from the youth, but what I heard from them even louder was that students were being bullied on the way to school, passing by gang activity, or needles on sidewalks. Those were new issues for us to hear, though not new issues for these youth. Since then, I've met with the teacher, Tim Schultz, who also came with the J Journal students, and their principal. We have talked about these issues. I've met with the Pano staff to see if we can organize walking school buses to make it safer. Our whole goal is coming together and making it safer for the kids to walk and bike to school and around their neighborhood. So why do I tell you these two stories? Because we are all very busy in our jobs. And it is easy to ignore or push aside the harder work, such as working with communities who may not speak English or may not understand the ways of our government. But it is exactly that reason that we as civil servants need to take the time to look at our practices and our policies. We need to be inclusive and intentional in our work. The guidance from community elders has been invaluable, not only to open my eyes to the concerns and barriers of New Portlanders, but to help me craft our programs in order to better serve all Portlanders. I look forward to working with the New Portlanders Policy Commission. Thank you.
Thank you.
Going to make this pretty quick. My name is Alexis Gabriel. I work with both Janice and Soam through the Sunday Parkways program. I work at the City of Portland. My work has been tied to providing opportunities to connect all of our communities through the city. As Soam said, it's important to build bridges to connect and support these communities and feeling comfortable, feeling safe, feeling a part of this city. So they've kind of said everything that I wanted to say. So from there, thank you guys for having us talk.
Thank you.
For being here.
Thank you for your participation and your comments. Next, we want to invite some of our city elders, some of our mentors, some of those leaders who've come before us and who remain and who have their own experiences and their own wisdom to share with us. I want to invite to the podium Ms. June Arima, who is the former executive director of the Nikkei Legacy Center, representing APANO today, if she'll join us. And I also want to invite Mr. Sho Dusono, who needs no introduction, but is a business leader in our community and has been so for many years. And Mr. Tom Potter, Mayor Tom Potter, who I would like to invite also to the podium to provide some perspective about why we need this August body, why we need, as a city, a new Portlanders Commission. If you would join us up here, thank you so much.
Good afternoon. Who'd like to go first, June?
Mr. Mayor and commissioners, thank you for inviting us to be here. My name is June Arima Schumann. I'm a volunteer for APANO, serving on the new Portland Policy Council. Last November, as Syria's growing crisis generated thousands of refugees seeking safety and security, leaders across much of America spoke against allowing Syrian refugees to their cities and states. Fear of terrorism overshadowed our country's long tradition of refuge and opportunity. Mayor Hales went against that tide of fear. He opened our city to Syrian refugees with these words: "As Syrians flee terror in their home state, Portland will welcome with open arms the individuals and families that the federal government places here. We as Portlanders, Oregonians, Americans, and human beings need to remember that refugees are fleeing the senseless violence that has taken so many lives recently. I will be greeting Portland's first Syrian refugee family at the airport, and I expect the community will help make our city their new home. It's the Portland way." Establishing the new Portlander Policy Commission would be one step to formalize our city's actions such as this, and beyond one mayor and beyond one event. And for these reasons, world events are generating new groups of immigrants and refugees in increasing numbers and in greater diversity. This trend is likely to continue as economic globalization and political unrest in different parts of the world generate newly displaced peoples. Portland needs to be prepared to welcome and integrate these new Portlanders with their diverse backgrounds and circumstances that are similar to, but also very different from, past immigrants and refugees. Successful integration of new cultures, perspectives, and worldviews into the city's life would enrich us all. Thank you.
Thank you. Who's next?
Good afternoon, Mayor and Commissioners. My name is Sho Dusono, and I may want to just fill in a couple of blanks that maybe some of you don't know about my background. Some of you may know that I ran for mayor a few years back, and when I ran for mayor, people wanted to know who I was, where I came from. This is the only thing I said to to people gathered there. So I would always say my grandparents came to Oregon in 1898. My mother was born and raised in Portland. And I would go on to my business background. Never spoke about my immigrant background, not because I was ashamed of it, because when I came in 1955 as a 10-year-old, I didn't speak a word of English. So obviously I was an immigrant from a foreign country, Japan, devastated by World War II. So I never spoke about immigrant background until about 2 years ago. I was recognized as Immigrant of the Year. And ever since then, I've been really very proud of my immigrant background. I want people to know that I have been fairly successful in my business, my personal life, having been welcomed by the city 62 years ago. So I'm an old new Portlander. So 30 years longer than you, Amanda. So, And I also served on the Human Rights Commission, the very first Human Rights Commission that was established between the City of Portland and Multnomah County. I want to congratulate Mayor Potter for reestablishing the current Equity and Human Rights Commission during his term. There were, I think, about 10 years of vacancy where we didn't talk about human rights because we seemed that things were going very well. But during the time I was on Human Rights Commission was the very first excellent incident I recall where an immigrant was killed by a group of skinheads. And I think a gentleman named Saraf, a student from Ethiopia. At that point in time, we passed the first hate crime law in the city of Portland and the city of Oregon. So we have played an important role, but things have changed today. We have many, many more immigrants from Southeast Vietnam, post-Vietnam War, the war torn in North Africa, Middle East, and so on. Many, many more communities of color that are coming way past my time. But I'm here to really support the notion that New Portlanders is really a tremendous program that supports the new immigrant communities here and the important fabric of our society. So I want to thank you for it. I'm sure you'll pass unanimously. I can't imagine any commissioner would be opposed to this, so I want to thank you in advance. And it's the right thing to do and the right time to do this, so thank you for this opportunity.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Mayor Hales, Commissioner Fritz, Commissioner Fish. Appreciate the opportunity to be here. And I'm very proud to be here with the New Portlanders, with the people who make Portland what it is. And I think that by passing this this ordinance, that you're going to move the democracy dial another step forward in Portland. And it needs to move forward. It needs to because there are still problems. You heard from our Portland State Authority, you've heard from other people the problems that exist because people coming here do not have the same access to services that others do. And so I am pleased that you will be supporting this. I like show, I assume that you're all for it because it's such a good idea. Good ideas are hard to pass up. I want to say that our communities, our new communities, our new Portlanders are really good, decent people. They work hard. And unlike some other people, they really look forward to the prospects of engaging with their public leaders in the issues that affect them on a daily basis. So we're very fortunate to be in Portland. All the good work that you folks do every day. I know you tend to be criticized a lot, but I'm here to tell you thank you for all the work that you do to make this city a better place. And today, we have the opportunity to push that dial a little bit further down the road. Over the years, I've been involved with these different communities, and currently I'm working with those on the workers project down on MLK to see that they can have a home for their workers, a place where they can thrive and grow and become the Portlanders that we want them to be. So thank you for your patience today, for listening, and for your commitment to equity, your commitment to making Portland the kind of place that we all want. Thank you.
Mayor, could I since we don't often have the privilege of having Mayor Potter join us, can I just make one comment? I had the great honor of serving with Tom Potter for 6 months. And I've served with a number of mayors, and it was a singular honor to serve with you, Tom. And one thing that you taught me was you sincerely believed and continue to believe that we can be one city. And you welcome people into this building, and I saw it. And you welcome people that had a lot of apprehension about coming into this building or maybe testifying or raising their voice. And I think we all have an obligation to continue what you did into the future, because I think what you did was important, sir. So thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you all.
I do want to credit the current mayor and Commissioner Fritz for also being very open to the new Portlanders. So thank you for your leadership.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you to that distinguished panel. We're almost done. We want to thank you for your patience and for continuing to be part of this conversation. We now will invite closing statements from Lee Po Cha and Ms. Linda Castillo, if you would come up.
Well, I don't know about all of you, but I'm feeling pretty inspired. This is, again, I think the feeling and the experience that we have from our communities. They are so resilient. They are so creative. They are so hardworking. And they are so present every day in our lives in one way or another. And so I just feel so honored with the stories that we heard today and your responses to those stories and the work that you've been doing. And I really feel we have a great opportunity to just continue to move our city to the next place as we prepare for the waves of folks that come into our community. It continue to be diverse and very different. But I think as those individuals come into our community and they're struggling with the challenges of integration, I think for us as civil and public servants, we also struggle with the issues of integration. And I think we have a great opportunity here to make use of the wonderful knowledge, skills, and experiences that this community brings, and that our public servants and our public officials also are gaining in that process. So I look forward to your support for supporting this commission and the opportunities for us to continue to build and grow as a great city. So thank you for your time and attention.
I think after all the comments, I don't have much to add. I think wonderful thing has been said. The only one thing that I wanted to express my gratitude and appreciation toward you again, Commissioner Fritz and Mayor Hill. Commissioner Fritz, I mean, my gratitude toward you for appointing me originally as the first group of folks that who are serving the new Portlander Council. And I'm so excited and looking forward to your leadership to push this council into a full commissions. And, you know, I'm a proud Portlander. I am a proud former refugee, and I'm very sure that as our city leaders, you're going to continue to make us proud, and you're going to make us continue to be very, very happy citizens of this town and this city. And so I'm just hoping that we'll open the door, pushing a infrastructure that would help to encourage and welcoming the next flow of refugees and immigrants into our town to be productive, just like all of us. So thank you so, so very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you all. I want to see if there's anyone that wasn't part of this wonderful presentation that wants to speak this afternoon. If there's anyone else who'd like to speak about this ordinance, come on up, please.
We have a sign-up sheet.
Okay, we got a whole bunch of people signed up. Then we'll take them right off the sheet. Come on up.
The first three, please come up. And I apologize if I'm mispronouncing your name or reading your writing incorrectly. Wajid Said, John Calhoun, Imam Najeb from the Muslim Community Center. Great. They'll be followed by Colini Fuste, Ibrahim Turk, and Margarita.
So we can stay on schedule. Hope you can each take about 2 minutes and try to make your points, please. Ashdi, you want to start?
We'll start with our senior imam.
Pass the buck, you know, to me. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God, the beneficent, the merciful. Mayor Hales, Amanda Fritz, Nick Fish, commissioners. It's indeed a privilege and an honor for me to be able to come and be a part of this initiative, this group that has come forward, and for your insight too, Amanda, for moving something forward like this. But I'd just like to say something briefly. I read something when I came into the chambers, and it said, you'll be speaking with the city council. Say you have 3 minutes to speak. They'll ring a bell. Sometime we listen, sometime we don't. Sometime you win, sometime you won't. But I thought that was very nice. I mean, at least it enlightened the mode. I said, well, and I know that you have more to deal with than just listening and saying no and yes to things, because the city of Portland is quite a city. And in saying that, I'd like to say, you know, I had an opportunity to come to Portland in 1975. And I can always remember crossing the Fremont Bridge, and it said 325,000 people in the state of Portland. And I said, wow. You know, my wife and I, we loved it coming out of San Francisco, places like Chicago, where there is it's always a hustle and a bustle. This was completely a breath of fresh air for us. So you know, in supporting something like this, I'm able to look back and see how Portland has progressed over the years and how Portland has really been able to maintain its competitive edge. And I believe a lot of it has to do with the type of people and the individuals that we've had in there in terms of leadership from the mayor's office, the state, county, et cetera, that has brought Portland to this arena where we are. So I think that this is a natural progression. So I'm certainly in favor of the diversity. I'm in favor of establishing the job market. I'm in favor of including the immigrants. Many of these immigrant brothers and sisters, and I call them my brothers and sisters because I'm a Muslim and I practice the Muslim faith. They are my brothers and sisters because we believe in a certain principles of belief. But they don't come to America to be other than good Americans and good citizens. I guarantee you, many of them, you know, some of them, they work in the mayor's office. They work in the city government, and they've contributed to not only to the development of Portland, but to this great nation. So I would encourage you, Mayor Hales and commissioners, to support this type of an initiative. I believe this will help Portland remain competitive. And like it says now that Portland is the most livable city in the country, more maybe in the world, because we have all the elements in place. So I thank you very much for your time, your attention, and allowing me to have this opportunity to speak to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Imam. And I know I speak for my two colleagues that we always listen. Sometimes we agree with you and sometimes we don't, but we always listen.
So if that was a handout, it was an unauthorized handout.
And we will find out who wrote it.
Yeah. Clever. It'd be a short-termer for the city, whoever authored that. So.
Hello, Mayor Hales, Commissioners Fritz and Fish. My name is John Calhoun. I live in the Hillsdale neighborhood. On 9/11, I had a Saudi student living in my house, and we watched the towers come down together. As a result, I was pretty sensitive to the potential for a flashback. I was also at the time president of Neighborhood House. We had, as we always have, a lot of clients who are immigrants, and a number of them were Muslims. So I asked to put together an interfaith group to see what we could do to protect them. Out of those meetings, I met many people, including these at this table, who became friends, and I became aware of the contributions of this community. The engineers, and I worked at Intel for 20 years myself, Intel couldn't function without immigrants from especially Asia. The doctors, I'm not sure our hospitals could stay open without the immigrants that we have there. They become my friends. Today, the U.S. is suffering from a immigrant backlash. We have a candidate for president who has made the backlash part of his, central to his platform. And this has led to some immigrants, especially Muslims, being afraid to go out in public. They get, some of them are harassed, as you know. There's some bad headlines. There was an article in Foreign Policy magazine. I don't know if you remember reading this, but it says, Portland is the most livable city in the country unless you're a Muslim. The value of this approach here is to be an answer to that backlash and say, no, that's not Portland. It also opens doors for the non-immigrant community, like myself, to be able to connect and be able to assure immigrants that there are people on their side here. Thank you.
Thank you. Respected Mayor and respected Commissioners, I came here today to speak in behalf of our 400 Muslim engineers in Intel and Tektronix and Sharp, as well as HP. I speak in behalf of the 25 Muslim doctors that treat Portland hospitals. I speak in behalf of the 30 Muslim dentists and imams and teachers that are in public schools. Respected Mayor and Commissioners, our beautiful City of Roses, the city of Portland, Oregon, has been named and recognized as an American Gateway City. We are a gateway to global movements of families, ideas, and a great community leader. Such leadership has been a driving force since the turn of our 19th century. As the Syrian Americans landed to Portland, Oregon, their parents were paddlers, were traders. The American Syrian narrative, along with many others, was being written. American Syrians thrived in American society, and leaders such as the great Republican governor, the late Victor Atiyah, were produced. This narrative also produced a great world-class leader in an urban planning who created what's called the PSU, the Urban University in the city, the late Nuhat Tolan. And now, without further respect of a great commissioner, the chair of Multnomah County, of that Syrian immigrant, Deborah Kafouri. My dear respected brothers and sisters, allow me to say that the American community today stands of beautiful colors. Today I stand here before you as a proud American Muslim and as an Arab American in support of the proposed founding of a permanent commission for the new Portland Council. As our colleagues have said in their testimonies earlier, this commission will institutionalize City of Portland commitment to positive integration of our new immigrant and refugee families, wherever they may come from, into the life and fabric of our beloved city, the City of Roses. This commission will assist in adopting policies and recommending practices that assist city bureaus in creating consistent expectations and processes for the inclusion of our new refugees that came here, some of them by no choice, other than as a result of our international crisis and our foreign policy. We have to remember that we have an ethical and moral before we have a political responsibility. We have an ethical and moral responsibility as human beings and citizens of the world that transcended the artificial boundaries created by colonial practitioners and the likes of Sykes-Picot. In 2017, the world will commemorate the Sykes-Picot Treaty, a treaty that divided us, a treaty that created artificial boundaries, the treaty that created all the human crises that we are suffering today. My dear respected elected officials, it is very important to become successful through partnership rather than uncertainties and conflict that will come through division. I hope and I ask each one of you to take this consideration and also to talk to other fellow commissioners that are not here, that this is the way Portland has to lead, better than Minnesota, better than other cities, because we are the best and we can be a great example for inclusion and successful partnership. Thank you very much for allowing us to speak in behalf of so many individuals that are great contributors to our success and to our narrative. In memory of Nuhat Tolan, in memory of Victor Atiyah, we ask you and we urge you that you engage in such beautiful. Mayor Charlie Hills, Commissioner Fritz, and Commissioner Fish, people will remember you, that you are a great healers, you are a great dignifiers of our human family. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your beautiful words. Could you just put your name in the record, please?
Could you give us your name?
I'm sorry. Wajdi Said, Wajdi, last name Said, Said. My first name means.
I wanted everybody to know.
My first name means love, and my last name is happy. Love and happy.
And your words were beautiful. Thank you so much.
You're well named. Thank you, Wajdi.
The next three, please come up.
Oh, thank
you. Colini Fustever, Ibrahim. Turkey, if I have you right, from Hillsboro, and then also Margarita Vail.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Lady first again. Mr. Mayor and commissioners, thank you for inviting me. And first, I would like to say...
Just tell us your name. Sorry.
My name is Margarita, and I'm a Russian. And I usually say I'm Russian-American. Because I'm here 19 years, and maybe for you it takes 2 minutes to get from street to the second floor. For me, it's take 19 years. And I came to this country with my PhD degree. And talking about educational people, we came to the land of milk and honey, and we live with a pain because we were not welcome. And unfortunately, I don't want to upset you, but as a reality, I was not able to find a job until I hide my diploma and I tell I have a high school diploma. And my first job, I was a hoster. And once I was asked to wash dishes, and a mainstream person who is American, he started to laugh and he tell me, "You are a dishes dog tonight." And I continue to smile and I say, "Yes, I do." But I do advocate today, forgive me, not only for myself, but for my community. And thank you for everybody who invite us, because if you don't know, we are part of a coalition of colors and Russian-speaking community as a Slavic community. We are very diverse. And when you say Russian, it doesn't mean nationality. It means we all speak Russian language as a common language, but it's about 160 different nationalities. Yes, we have a white skin, but we are still diversity and we belong to community of colors. And thank you, professor from Peace Youth University, because if you read our profile, you will see our needs. Many people educated came and was not ever allowed to do job. So as you know, we have a good degree, and as was mentioned before, on Intel and Microsoft, about 30% engineers, they're Russian-speaking people. But people who was born here, our children, they still experience discrimination, and they hide their nationality. That's why we are not visible. Nobody can see us. And about 70% of our community, they are born here, our children, our grandchildren, who is ashamed to say who they are, and it's not right thing. When I was a student in Lewis and Clark College, I was just one student in a group of school counselor who a foreign person and who is not mainstream, who is immigrant. And every day I experience, you know, that I'm not welcome. And I was thinking, if I'm an adult person and have a hard time, how hard is for our student in a school? Because we don't have enough Russian-speaking staff in a school. And as a result, 25% of our children drop off school. And it's a very dramatic, you know, numbers. And I'm very thankful to Mr. Lipo Cha, who is here from IRCO, because I was fortunate to work for IRCO for 15 years. And when I calculate how many people I serve 8,000 families, not only 8,000 individuals. And of those 8,000 families from 26 countries. And I know needs of immigrant, and I know how hard is life. And I only compare immigration as a war. If you survive war, you became strong, but it's better not to be in a war. Because if you will look on a rate of death or cancer, which is a result of stress, that's how immigrants pay for this. And I have to admit, even we are very educated people, we never treat in the same way. We don't receive same salary. We don't receive same respect, unfortunately. And sometimes, you know, we not have same opportunities. And I advocate not only for myself, but entire community. Please, you know, remember about us. And I love my brother and sister from color community, because my best friend from Ethiopia, from Chad, from Nigeria, not so many from mainstream, unfortunately. And we have a IRCO, Immigrant and Refugee Community Organization. Thank you, IRCO. We have an African house. We have an Asian family center. And until today, we don't have a place for Russian people to come. We have a very small department, which I'm working right now, Russian Oregon Social Service. A few people, very limited services. But we don't have a wide variety of social services. And we all dream to have a Russian house. If you look Slavic profile and evaluation for needs, which is done by Portland State University, you can see the summary that Slavic people, Russian-speaking, they dream to have a place we can come and serve and share our, you know, heritage and not to be ashamed of our heritage. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Welcome.
My name is Mayor Charles, commissioners. Good afternoon. My name is Ibrahim Turkey. I am a senior engineer at Washington County. I'm also a member of the Muslim Education Trust Board of Directors. I'm here. I have a few comments based on my personal story in support of this, of establishing this commission. I came to Oregon in 1979 to go to college. While I was going to college, the circumstances has changed, and the political environment of my home country made it unsafe for me to go home. That forced a change of my status. My status changed from a student on a student visa to an immigrant looking for a safe home. Since then, this country, the state of Oregon, and this metropolitan area became a safe home, that safe home for myself. I, as most immigrants, work hard to create opportunities for myself to have a slice of that American dream and contribute to this great country. I, as most immigrants, pay taxes. Immigrants pay millions in local, state, personal, and property taxes. That is substantially contribute to the to our economy, infrastructure, and other government services. When Washington County gave me my current job, I felt the need. I didn't take someone else's job as my state. Most new immigrants bring skill sets that this country needs. Our domestic workplace needs the additional skills that immigrants bring. New immigrants and their children will be a vital source for labor power, skills, and talent to fill the United States, this community, employment, increasing labor needs. Our shared prosperity is fed by the resources and labor of people who have arrived here generation after generation to become a part of the American story. A community that fails to reap the full benefit of that power loses it to the detriment of our own progress. I, as most immigrants, both documented and undocumented, contribute to the social diversity and economic vitality of our community. New Portlanders open businesses and hire American workers. New Portlanders improve on the financial stability of neighborhoods and community. New arrivals spend money on American goods and services, which help businesses grow. Immigrants, new and old, bring customs and cultures that blend with our own, elevating our society and our public discourse.
I'm going to interrupt you. I can see you have your testimony written. If you'd like to give us the rest, that would be really helpful.
I'm done. Just one sentence.
Okay, go ahead.
My message today is simple. All people are entitled to be treated with compassion and dignity. Our fellow Americans overwhelmingly take that moral obligation to heart. Establishing this commission will take us a long way. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Welcome. No problem. Welcome.
Governor Fritz, American Health, Governor Fish. My name is Colin Fusitua. I'm from the island of Tonga. Then my parents moved here in 1975. So we came here solely for economic reason. There was three of us. I happened to be one of two that graduated from Portland State University. I'm here from the Tonga community in support of the new Portlander Policy Commission. We're here in Portland since the 70s, as mentioned. We're all over the place here in Portland. We're just not being noticed. I work for ERCL, Asian Family Center. Mayor Hales, when you were running for mayor, you stopped by at our office, Asian Family Center. I brought some members from my community to listen to your campaign.
right across the street from the community room of Asia Family Center, you can see an apartment complex. They have a retaining wall, one old one and one new one. The old one was built by a Tongan contractor in the 80s. The new one was built by another Tongan contractor just a few years ago. We're here in Portland. We're not going anywhere. We're here to stay. But I'm here from the Tongan community to support the new Portlander program. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you all.
Next three, please. Isko Mohammed, Saeed Amir, they're both from the Northwest Somali Community Organization, and Rick Needy.
Okay, are you still here?
Please come up.
Rick's here. Okay. The others might
and
have
then
had to
we
leave.
Have Barabuti and Bashir.
Okay. Go ahead, Rick, while they're getting settled.
Okay, well, like Mayor Hales, it's good to see you in a more civil environment than the last time I saw you.
Yes, it is. Thank you.
So thank you, Mayor Hales. Thank you, Commissioner Fritz. And Nick saw me coming up, so he ran.
I don't but, think that's why.
My name is Rick Nitty. I'm Executive Director of Neighborhood House, and I'm here to speak positively and ask for your support for the New Portlander Policy Commission. Why am I here? Well, Neighborhood House was founded 111 years ago to serve the needs of the immigrant population that was arriving in Portland at that point in time. Those immigrants were coming from places like from Southern Europe and Eastern Europe. But today, we continue to serve the needs of immigrant and refugee populations. One of the people we serve was a commander of a Soviet naval ship. One of our employees was the daughter of the mayor of Mogadishu. All of our people have stories, and all of them experience discrimination and struggle. And we feel that this commission is a way of taking a giant step forward. I'd just like to say that to show how strongly Neighborhood House is in support of this, John Calhoun was here and left, but we have three other board members here. Can you stand?
Oh, that's great. Thank you for coming. Thank
Tanya?
You.
Yeah. So we're here. We're here in numbers. They're my leaders. So thank you for the time. You know what I have to say.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon.
Well, thank you, Mayor Hills and Commissioner Amanda, and good to see you again. Commissioner Nick reminded me of saying this again, and I'm proud to be Iraqi American. And when it comes to democracy, I'm proud of the American part. So far. This building, I said this before, that's where I met democracy when I heard Mayor Tom Potter talking about people engaging in decision-making. And today I'm seeing another inspirational moment when there is, let's say, transition of power, exchange of opinions. That's the good news. And here's the bad part that I'm going to talk about, why we need to be included in the decision-making process. An Iraqi student. He was boarded off an airplane 3 months ago, Southwest Airlines. A friend of mine, an activist, half American, half Egyptian, she sent them a letter protesting, and that's, let me read their response to her. Dear Sarah, thank you for sharing your thoughts with us. We welcome on board more than 100 million customers each year. Blah, blah, blah. Safety is our always first focus, and our employees are trained to make decisions to safeguard the security of our crews and customers on every flight. We would not remove a passenger from a flight without a collaborative decision rooted in established procedures. And they dare to say Southwest neither condones nor tolerate discrimination of any kind. Very legal, eloquent language, yet when it comes to decision-making, their employees are trained. I guess, just guess who was included in that decision-making process to discriminate against someone who just said a couple of words in Arabic and someone felt uncomfortable with that. So I urge you to move, let's say, forward with a further step of democracy and include us, the communities of colors, to your, the city. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Welcome. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mayor Hales. Commissioner Fritz, Commissioner Fish, and the rest who are not here.
and my community members. I'm honored to be here to join you today. I come from Somalia.
Your name back in the record. I'm sorry.
I did. My name is Bashir. I work with the Center for African Immigrants and Refugees of Oregon, a policy advocacy organization that was newly formed. I have lived in a refugee camp myself. I've been a refugee for over 20 years. That's over two-thirds of my life. I've lived in this city, in this great city, for the last almost 10 years now. I speak to the challenges, to the assets, to the strengths that have been brought here by Dr. Ann, Professor Ann, who I'm actually working with producing that report on the Somali community. To tell you one story of the challenges that we face, I graduated from Washington State University back in 2012 with a master's in business administration and stakeholder management. Those were the years when the economy was rough. There wasn't so many employment opportunities. Employers were doing group interviews, and so I would go to the interviews and you know, like two or three interviews a day or a week, and we would come out of the meeting, out of the interview, and everybody would be congratulating me, telling me, "Oh, you got this! You got this job! You've done a marvelous job!" But then I wouldn't even get an email back telling me we've even gone for somebody else, let alone getting the job. And today, I own three businesses. So that speaks to the challenges, but also to the strength and resilience within our diverse communities of color. I'm here as a proud immigrant. I'm here as a proud Muslim, as a proud African. But all of us, I'm a proud citizen too. I'm a citizen of this country. I'm here to stay, like was said earlier by somebody else. I fully support, speaking from the largest African community, from the largest Muslim community, I support this, but also with one caveat. I have been following this council, even though I haven't been part of the meetings. I tend to follow national stories. In every major city across the United States, we have immigrants and refugees commission. And I was looking at these people. All they were talking about is immigrants, refugees, but the name is New Portlander. Why can we not be brave enough to say this is the Immigrant and Refugee Affairs Commission? Why it's not just correct, but it's the right thing. If we are talking about inclusion, we should have started with the name, I think, and that is the foundation. We have people moving all across America. This is the number one destination for Americans all over the United States for the last 3-4 years now. We have our own unique challenges. We are immigrants. We are refugees. We need this to be named in honor of our strengths, in honor of our diversity, in honor of the assets that we bring to these communities, and not just New Poland, but the communities, the Immigrants and Refugees Affairs Commission. That's my own humble suggestions. And I think that would go farther than just saying New Poland's Council. Thank you so much.
You and I can have a long discussion about that at some point. I prefer the term New Portlander because that. And maybe it's now old Portlanders, as Shodazono said, old New Portlanders, but we are now Portlanders. Portlanders are home. We are no longer immigrants. We have immigrated from our previous places, but this is my home. Somebody said to me in the campaign that I just did that I should go back to England. I would like, this is my home. I have lived here. I am a Portlander now. And so that is obviously a conversation that is for a different time, but that's my belief that it is inclusionary and it helps other people who are not immigrants and refugees to understand that it is more inclusive, more welcoming.
My personal opinion is to second.
Thank you.
Good debate. Thank you. Thank you very much.
And that has been a conversation that we've had over the years. So thank you for bringing it up now. It's important to voice that because there's many people who have that question. So thank you for raising it. And the last folks we had signed up.
Okay. Anyone else that would like to speak today? Well, I know we're going to have some comments. We're not actually voting on this today, right? It will be voted on next week.
It'll be voted on in 2 weeks, on the 8th. Yeah, invite our colleagues, Commissioner Fish, and if I'd like to.
Let me have the honor of beginning. And first, I want to thank Commissioner Fritz for bringing forward the ordinance. And I want to thank Mayor Hales for being consistently supportive of the values and agenda that we have discussed today, including in his budget where it really matters. and he has placed in his budget the money to fund these good deeds. So I thank my two colleagues. I'm going to be very brief because I think I don't think I can add much to the beautiful testimonials that we've had today. I do want to just observe this. Many of us here today love the game of soccer. And last night, a young man born in Liberia who became a United States citizen in the year 2015, who plays for the Timbers and lives in Portland, scored the winning goal for the U.S. national team in a friendly as a ramp up to an important tournament. Darlington Nagbe, Liberian immigrant. Dr. Bishmar, a Syrian immigrant, who, if some would have their way, would have been barred from this country, who is a prominent doctor in our community but travels to the border of Syria on a regular basis to treat the victims of war. Liam Frost, Liam, who works for me, born in Wales, who 2 weeks ago took the oath and became a United States citizen and is filled with that joy and pride that comes from having the opportunity to say he is an American citizen. In fact, I will tell you, Liam knows more about civics than anyone I think I know. At least for a couple
of days. Had to take a test.
What unites us here today is our deep understanding that refugees and immigrants enrich our country. It is not something we dispute. And frankly, the handful of elected officials that disagree with us at the federal level have done more to unify our community than anyone else. And I give them at least the credit for unifying us as we oppose bigotry, intolerance, and Islamophobia. But what I want to close with is just a very brief personal story. I consider one of the privileges of our work in that we get to spend time in the community with people at dinners and tributes and galas and small gatherings and large, and we get to hear the stories of people. And a few years ago, I was invited to go to an elementary school in Centennial by a young woman who was an AmeriCorps volunteer, and she wanted me to do a little civics class with her third graders. And there were about 10 kids around a table, and of course, they had never met a city commissioner, and I had never been in this elementary school. And the stories they told me were of living in apartment complexes where they feared for their lives and they heard gunshots on a regular basis, where they talked about the concerns about having a nutritious meal on the table, and they talked about the anxieties they felt about their own futures. These are third graders. But what I learned is that everybody around the table spoke at least three languages. And what they may not have fully appreciated, but what we knew, what we understand, is that many of these children, immigrants, children of immigrants, refugees, with all these languages, are the future of our community. And we don't just say that because it's a cliche. We say that because, as Anne pointed out, this is the assets base. These are the assets that if we nurture and if we treat like they are of value, are going to lead us forward. And this tremendous wealth of talent around the table of third graders, who each of who spoke at least three languages, and by the way, they were mostly Cambodians, Russians, and Mexicans, Mexican-Americans, blew me away. So when people ask me, what's the future of our city, I say, go out to 82nd Street and look east. And as that part of our community continues to become rich in diversity and culture and tradition and history, it will benefit our city if we are smart and know how to leverage and capitalize on that strength. And what my colleagues are doing today is they're saying, we're going to institutionalize a place where voices are heard that will continue beyond our service. I know it's unthinkable to think that the three of us may not be here all forever, but beyond our service, there will be other people who sit here to whom a commission comes and gives wisdom and advice. That's the beauty of what you're doing. Again, colleagues, thank you for what you've done. This is a proud day, and I'm proud to be here today. And in 2 weeks, I will be proud to cast a vote of aye.
So, Commissioner Fritz, thank you. And what a wonderful proceeding this afternoon. So thank you all. First, there is, of course, and that's why you've advocated for it, a difference between a council or an advisory committee and a commission. The commission model here in the city speaks directly to us as policymakers. Whether it's the Planning Commission or the Historic Landmarks Commission, they have actual policymaking power. And that's an important distinction. It's not just a difference of a word or the nameplate on the top of the letterhead. It actually has a difference in the power structure.